Hey, what's great, family? Just a brief moment before you get into the podcast. First, I want to tell you thank you. It is greatly appreciated that you even take a listen. I really appreciate you. I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart, right? Or the top. I don't know why people say the bottom. Just from my heart, period, right? But I want to welcome you to Season 3 of Celebrate Life 531 Interviews. These interviews are dedicated to my mother and mostly dedicated to everyone else, too, that had experiences like her. The ones that have that self-doubt, that disbelief, don't think they're skilled, don't have any talents or abilities. We bring forth different people from different backgrounds so they can share perspective on why they celebrate life, how they do it, and what it means. And hopefully, you'll feel that, hear that, soak it in, and find your own reason why you celebrate life. Be empowered, be motivated, be inspired, and ultimately, open your perspective to see how great you are. Check out this first episode right here and right now with Jermaine Kelly, and tell me what you think. Leave a comment, share it, and subscribe to the channel. And subscribe not only to the channel, but to Instagram and the podcast. And we will continue to grow together to inspire the world. It's all a celebration. Let's get it.
And
yeah.
And just, you know, build from here. Because I definitely think you got a good perspective that people can benefit from and learn from. So before we get into the questions... can you just tell everybody who you are and, you know, what you do?
My name is Jermaine Kelly. I used to play ball with my man Timon over here. I'm a musician for the group Level Third, based here in Boston. Graduate. I don't know. Anything else people want to know?
legit, yes. Jermaine is an athlete, y'all. As you can see and as you can hear, he's not a boastful person at all. So he's just telling you what he does, and as if it's nothing. But Jermaine is definitely an athlete. He is a musician. Definitely look out for the things that he's doing. I played with him at the University of Charleston in West Virginia. And not only just being an athlete, he was a great teammate. He was a great person. So that's one of the beautiful things about being
in sports. I appreciate that, man.
You know what I mean? Like, it's always, you can have somebody that's good that plays a sport, but to have somebody that's a good overall person on your team, it just elevates the people around more. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. I mean, you learn a lot from especially playing sports, what kind of people you want to be around, what kind of person you are. Like,
ooh, yes, indeed.
Oh man, like I know, like I play with some people, like I don't, I'm a really like I don't hate people. It takes a lot for me to hate people, but like I know some people, like I've played with, I'm like, okay, I really don't like this guy. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Just based off like who they are, like work ethic wise, attitude wise, like are they doing it? Are they playing for me? Or are they playing just for themselves? And if they are playing for themselves, that's just who they are in life, and you do not want to associate with that. It's just that's how my guy think. I thought with like with you, playing with you, I'm like, all right, this is some dude that like I'd go to war with just because of who he is as a person. Like if I had a business or something, I wouldn't hire this guy because of who he is. You know, like it's way deeper than football. Like
right.
Yeah.
A lot of times people miss that though, bro. They forget that it is deeper than football, you know.
Oh man. Yeah, absolutely.
Like just because we line up beside each other in the same jersey, and yes, we are brothers through this, but then afterwards it's like sometimes I really have to evaluate if I would want to be in contact with some of my teammates.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, some people leave the locker room like after the season. I'm like, all right, yeah, see you later.
Right.
All right, bye.
Right. And that's it. We won't be engaging anymore after this, man. We are done.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I definitely can relate, bro. I'm telling you. Uh-huh. I can relate. It's definitely interesting out here outside of the sport. So,
I think I've in the working world and the music world, like I can relate my situations to playing football. Like, think about football players, people understand is we understand pain. We understand how it feels to, like, suffer or, like, to lose or to fail. But, like, if you drop a pass in the football field, what happens? You can't just you said, all right, cool, on to the next, or like you can't just be like, man, I just dropped out. I guess I'm not good enough. I can't whatever. It's like you forget it. Like, and that's like with anything. Like, say you got fired from a job or you didn't get the job, you're like, oh, well, maybe I did something wrong. I'll just focus harder next time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. It's all hand in hand.
Yes, I totally agree. You know, we literally learn how to be resilient. We learn how to gain, become persistent. We learn how to take a failure and not have it destroy us, but literally use it to keep moving forward through that through the sport. So,
man, it makes you so strong too. Yeah, you're so right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes. So, man, nonetheless, we're gonna jump into the first question, brother. The first question is, how do you celebrate life?
Well, you know, I had time to think about this. I can't just do the quick fire thing like you. If anybody doesn't understand that, like, listen to that. I just don't know how to. Before I get into it, I remember you talking about one about the apple. You got some classroom.
Yep, yep.
That drew my that blew my mind. I'm like, oh my god, he's right. It was dope. How do I celebrate life? When I thought about that, I definitely gave it some thought. And celebrate life, I do, by understanding what I love and pursuing what I love. Because I've had some times, like, okay, I'll do this, but I had like a third ACL surgery, right? A third one, my knee.
Right.
And I feel like after that surgery is like the darkest time for me. Because, yeah, absolutely. Because, like, it was that moment in which, like, you know, I want to play in the NFL. I did. But as soon as it broke, I'm like, this is not going to happen for me, you know?
Right.
Even if like, I succeeded and played on, they were like, yeah, but he had three ACL surgeries, so I don't know. I'm probably not going to take him, for one. So that was my love to do. And then I was kind of stripped from me. And I'm sitting in my bed, laying in my bed, you know, just incapacitated. I couldn't come back here, home, and play music with my boys because I was had to finish my schooling. And I think I had some women troubles at the time, too. So, like, it was like everything I loved was kind of felt like it was stripped away.
Right.
And at that point, it's not like you don't want to live anymore. It's just you don't appreciate the life you have. At all.
Yeah.
And then, like, and that's happening in a dark time. But then, like, again, dude, it's funny how we were just talking about the football thing, because then you kind of realize, like, it's only going to be, like, bad right now. Like, you keep living on, it's going to look up. And obviously it did. But then it wasn't until after that, then I got home. I started, like, you know, writing more. I just needed to get home at one point. I'm like, you know what? I just need to go home, start writing songs. I need to play my guitar, you know, lay, like, chill out with my boys. Like, you know, all the, you know, just talk to them, have a good time. And then you realize, okay, I love the people I'm around. I love making music because there's nothing better than that. Like, I wrote one of the best songs I've ever written because of the darkest times I was in.
Right.
And then you find that escape, you know? And then, like, you know, you love your family. And then you think to yourself, like, yo, like, the idea of love and the idea of doing what you love and being around the people you love makes life so worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, and I feel like I would never appreciated that if I didn't get that stuff shipped away. You know, it's weird to say that, but, like, it's just, like, again, it's one of those, you never know what you have until it's gone type of thing. So, like, celebrating life is really, so that made me, like, celebrate the little things in life.
Mm.
The little things that I love, and the little things, like, if it's raining out, you're kind of optimistic. You're like, yeah, I mean, it's going to be better tomorrow. And then you're like, I love the sunlight. And I don't know. So you really got to hone in and find the thing that you love to do, the people you love, look forward to being around them, hanging out with them, or doing what you want to do. And then you stop and smell the roses and be like, yeah, this is celebrating, man. Like, I'm really killing it. Like, I love this. And then you move on. You know, it makes you like a happier, better person. So that's how I think I celebrate life.
Right, right. No, I can attest to that, bro, because having my mom pass away, my father being incarcerated for child support when she passed away, I was literally a senior in high school, didn't really have assistance as far as getting into college. And, you know, my family, my parents didn't go to college. I didn't have anybody else that played football in college, so I'm the first for numerous things. And it's just like, okay, my dream of playing football felt like that got taken away. The schools I was applying for, another one accepted my application. I got one scholarship offer to a school that where I was coming from. So all that gets taken. Then the young lady I was dating, as soon as I left, our relationship squandered. I went to a school that I hated my first year, and I'm just like, man, like, what is it that
it's going right?
Everything is gone. You know, that's how everything is literally gone that I associated myself with. And then for me, I got to the realization that it was the fact that everything that I associated myself with had to be taken for me to understand who I truly am and stop creating myself by what's around me instead of just knowing Timon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I had to learn. I'm like, yo, you didn't know yourself because you thought football was you at one point. You thought that...
yeah, bro. Yeah.
It's like, if that's the only thing that I am, then I'm discrediting the creator. I'm discrediting, like, everything that
it took
for me to get created and put on this earth. Like, I'm discrediting my mom.
Yeah. I mean, like, how you got there, too. Like, you forget, like, what it took for you to get there. It's like, right. say you get a scholarship somewhere, and you realize, like, okay, whatever, it's just life. But then you got to stop and realize, okay, that means I'm dedicated. That mm-hmm. means I have power. That means I'm talented. You know, that means I'm like, you know, people see something in me. You get it, like, listen, like, stop and look at little things.
Right. We forget that the little things is actually the most important things, man. And it's just so amazing because I've been talking to numerous people, right, that have children and things like that. And as I talk to these people that have children and I watch from all different success levels, these people that I've been talking to have been so amazed by what's natural in life, which is having a child. Like, that's the basics of what you're here for when you talk about being able to procreate and keep generations going. And as much as I see people do successful things, great things, and elevating it, whatever field they're in, it's like it's a whole nother light when you talk to certain parents and they're like, man, the best thing I've did is have a kid.
And it's I bet.
That is completely different.
Oh my, because like I've heard stories, like, you know, as far as I think I got it from the Fast and the Furious movie, he says, because they were rushing to go see his, you know, because his girlfriend was giving birth.
Yep.
And he said, he stopped him and said, listen, once you walk into that room, all this life is gone. Your life has changed forever. And that, for some reason, that stuck with me. I'm like, man, he's right.
Right.
Because now everything is for you, for them now, not for you. You live this whole life just for you. Then you realize this is everything you do is for that child. So, I mean, I don't have a kid. I don't, like, that's the realization that's something I came to. I think you're absolutely right.
It's an interesting thing, man. You know, for me, I have a kid on the way in May.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like hearing that, and it is as much as I'm the type of person that can get caught up and not even in the moment, but thinking about what's got to be done next and how should this be done and what should I do now and what's next. And I can get caught up in the future in many different ways. Just being able to say that I even have a child on the way has been slowing me down mentally to understand that I have to take advantage of the moment. Like, the moment here is the moment that I create history in, I create the future. But if I'm not present in this moment, and I'm only thinking about how can I prep for the future, then I'm missing out on everything that's right now that can build a legacy. So
yeah, I think it's a culture thing. I think people nowadays is like, you're always looking, you know, I feel like from a young age, you're taught to look for the future, which I'm thinking, I'm 100% for that, because you want to set yourself up for success.
Right.
But they do, they miss out on telling you the little things that you do now, you got to take advantage of and appreciate. It's all about like, do this, do this, do this, or else you can't get this, this, or that, rather than being like, hey, look at that butterfly over there.
Right.
You know? Yeah, you're right.
It's an interesting thing, man. And I think this goes great into the next question, which is, why do you celebrate life? I think you covered it a bit in the first question, but I still do want to highlight that and ask, why do you celebrate life?
I mean, I think, dude, it's you. I mean, if people say YOLO, bro, like, yes, you only get one shot at this thing, right?
Yeah.
And that man, obviously, you heard of Gary V, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. He said the best, like, the odds of you being like a competent human being rather than anything else. That stuck with me too. Like, I mean, essentially you are the dominant force in a sense on this planet, in this universe that we know of anyways.
Yeah.
And you can do whatever you want.
Mm.
You could have been anything else. Anything else. You know, like, celebrate that. Like, that's why. Like, it could have been an ant. Think of an animal. Okay? I want you to think of any type of animal, like a bear or like an eagle. Do you know what their daily life is?
Survival.
Yes. It's wake up. All right, I'm hungry. I have to go try and hunt for food. And if I don't get it, I don't eat that day. I have to go try and hunt for food. And once I get it and eat, now what? I just sit there and try to not get eaten.
Right.
That could have been your life.
You're right. You're right.
So, like, why celebrate it? Because, dude, like, this is like an anomaly. It is an anomaly where we are right now.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to stop and smell that. Like, love it. Because you got to appreciate the life you have. I mean, and if your life is more fortunate than others, you got to, like, and you don't realize that, you got to stop and check yourself, realize it, and then move forward. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean,
no, that's
like, even on a human perspective, like, of what I was born with. Parents being like, you know, people, I and there could have been not good people.
And yeah.
Like, you know, you gotta appreciate that, my upbringing, how I handle situations, how I talk to people, all learning from like them. I don't know, like, this, you gotta realize what you're thankful for. Like, people who, I saw this, heard this thing about someone who's depressed, and one of the things that he was taught was that, and I know we're talking about depression, but like, one of the things he was taught, he said, like, stop and think about five things you're grateful for and then move on. You know, I think being depressed, so I feel like it's just like a thing you should try and consider.
Right It's like, it's the mental upkeep, it's the maintenance of who you are. You know, a lot of times we as humans can get so caught up in the negativity and so caught up in negative influences that we don't even take the time out to be grateful and show gratitude for what we have. And it's things that it's the simplistic things are what people generally revert to being grateful for. You know, anybody asks me how I'm doing today, I'm always telling them I'm good. It's not because I'm faking a funk or anything like that. Yeah, I could be good and still, it could be not one of my best days, but I'm always good because I'm
literally, it's gonna be worse.
Right, I'm breathing. I'm talking to you right
Exactly.
now.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. This is, man, it's a it's just a different perspective. It's in it's life, it's mental. And like we're talking about with sports, it's so crazy how getting raised in sports, certain coaches will tell you, man, you know, football is, or whatever sport it is 90% mental and 10% physical.
Yep. And, especially at college level. Oh yeah.
What?
I didn't realize that, dude. Especially playing QB, you realize that quick. Like, you think you can rely on like just your talent. No, you'll get benched quickly. Quickly. It's funny.
Yes. Yes. So, man, it's people miss out on how mental everything is because we get so caught up in what we can buy, what we can get, what's supposed to make you feel better, the materialistic things, the cars, the house, the clothes, the name brands, the whatever it may be. We get caught up in this and forget, hey, you know, this is actually a mental game. You get everything to benefit you physically, but what are you doing to improve, to structure yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually? What are you? How are you solidified in those areas and not in the physical? You know, because you're not solidified in those areas, the physical is going to be hard.
Oh, yeah, that goes away. Like, all that. Like, it's material, man. Yeah, I get you. You're still right.
So it's an interesting thing, bro. But last question. It's not even, well, it's a question, but it's just, it's more so if you had to, you know, you're a musician. You are going to affect and influence so many people through your music and just through your life. If you had maybe 2 minutes to tell somebody why they should celebrate their life, what would you tell them?
2 minutes to tell people, tell somebody something. I mean, I would start off by saying, understand that you're a competent human being and the world is yours if you really want it to be.
Right.
The world is at your palm of your hands if you really want it to be. Understand that you're given the capabilities to do so and make your life whatever you want to make it.
Yep.
So go forth and do it. I mean, and you will not get the more gratifying feeling than helping somebody do that along the way as well. I mean, I feel like that's something I would say initially. And yeah, I mean, that's it. Understanding who you are and your being and your purpose and figure out what you love and pursue it by any means necessary. Because my fear of mine is doing something I don't want to do for the rest of my life. And being, I can be rich, it can be loaded, but if I'm not loving it, then it's not going to be worth it to me.
Right.
And I also say to people, like, is it about the money or is it about the love you do? And I'm just like, why not both? It doesn't have to be one or the other. You know?
Right.
And again, like I go into that because I do say, like, loving what you do is celebrating life. So
yeah,
I think that's what I would do in a minute.
Yep. Because in order to love what you do, you got to be self-aware to know even what it is that you do.
Yes, and, that's exactly it.
And then as you do that, you become self-aware, you do what you love, you are then celebrating life because you're moving in love instead of the society.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got you.
100%. And I think, I thought about what you're saying too, about like the physical like things, you said like money and like whatever, clothes and all that. I thought to think about it and I'm like, if you can trace that back, say like you have a bunch of money and you have like all the clothes you want and you have all the cars you want, right?
Yep.
Think about like what you've done to get there. Okay. Maybe I invested right. Maybe I spoke to the right people. Okay. So you spoke to the right people and you invested right. That's because you're smart and you're a good person and you're friendly, right? Those are three off the top of my head traits that make you you and right. Make you liked, and make you loved. Then you got to think to yourself, okay, I'm absolutely grateful and I can celebrate that when it comes to life, that I have those things and I'm competent. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm I celebrate the fact that I'm smart. I celebrate the fact that I have a good heart and a good spirit, or like I have good drive and determination. So it can all root back to, you know, who you are, and who you are, you really have to like celebrate and appreciate. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
So definitely root it back to that. I mean, man, I'm glad you called me, man. You got me thinking.
Hey, that's the ultimate goal, bro, to spark a thought and really not a spark a thought for someone to think about what I'm saying or whatever the information is, but for someone to think within themselves. Because ultimately, like as you've been saying, we are the ones that have the power to do so much, but for some reason we have taken away our own power and disregard what we have the capabilities of doing. So now the goal is to drop a perspective, some insight, for the individual to really go back and say, hold on, I can alter my life and create the life that I desire, and I do not have to accept anything that is given to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal, for someone to go back and literally question, okay, am I happy with my life? And if I'm not, what can I do to fix it? And if I am, what can I do to keep it going?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I feel like, personally, if I get everything I want, at that point, I feel like you'll feel bored. You feel like unfulfilled. And then you feel like, all right, maybe if I gave this stuff away, you know, gave back. That's, I feel like that's unlimited fulfillment.
Right.
There's always somebody who you can like help out, and that's fulfilling. That's keeps that going. You know, like you just said, what can I do to keep it going? Like, I feel like once you reach the fact, your happiness and your fulfillment, to keep that feeling, like you do it in others.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Man, now, that's some good stuff, bro. That is some phenomenal stuff. Before we get off, before we transition and get off, can you tell everyone a way to follow you, you know, your Instagram, your social media?
Oh, yeah, man, of course. Well, my name is Jermaine Kelly. My Instagram is Kermaine Jelly, all one word, switch up the letters. Guitarist for Level Third, spelled LVL, the number 3RD, LVL3RD, one word. Check us out. We have a project coming out very soon. I think someone will like it. Hope someone likes it. I wrote this whole thing hoping someone will like it. And definitely check it out. It'll be everywhere, all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. I'll send you a link to one.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what I do. And I appreciate you, man. I really appreciate you calling me.
No, bro, I appreciate you even accepting the call and being willing to do the interview, man. It really means a lot, because it's just keeping those connections. Just that, I'm literally grateful for the fact that you responded. Not even the fact, like, I'm grateful for this moment right here, but I'm grateful for the fact that you even responded. Like,
yeah, man. But you know, that is what I was talking about. Being a good person,
yes,
and understanding. All right, I want to keep this guy around. And I feel honored that you called. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, like he hit me up. Yes, yes, absolutely. Like that's the feeling, dude. Like I like that.
Most definitely, bro. That for me, you just made my day, because I'm like, yo, that's dope. Because I've just been getting some great feedback all today, bro. And it's one of those things, as you were saying, about us acknowledging ourselves and knowing that we are competent and adequate to be able to do things. And for me, it's been those moments today that's like, yeah, you got it. It's been basically that for me today. It's like a reminder, hey, you got it, man. You literally, you on course. And I just, with me being able to receive that, I want to make sure I give that back out as well, you know?
Man.
So
yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, it's all constant learning, man, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's so much to learn, bro. It's so much to learn and so little time. And at the same time, be patient because you have time. It's like a contradiction, but it's a beautiful one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny how you said that, because I was kind of confused, but like it made sense at the same time.
Bro, I'm an honor. I want to make sure I honor your time. Thank you for coming on the podcast. This is Celebrate Life 531 Season 3. You are just hearing the interview with Jermaine Kelly. Make sure you go and follow him. And as I always say, if you heard something right now from him that has touched you, don't hesitate to contact him, because you never know what it can lead to. And just a conversation can change perspective and change your mindset that can shift your life.
Absolutely. So, I mean, one more thing I got to tell everybody, if they're listening, you have to understand that it's going to be hard. Expect it to be hard. That means when the little things hit you that are good, it hits you hard, and like it makes you feel good, and you want to keep that going. But like, I don't like, nothing good ever comes easy. If I have to say anything, nothing good comes easy. If it's easy, I'm skeptical. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So $5, I'm skeptical. Like, just how it is. Like, if something bad happens, kind of embrace it, love it, and then move on. From it, because then I learned not to do it again. Like, it's just little things. So, you know, expect life to be hard, things to be hard, because then when it turns up, you really appreciate it, and then you can celebrate life.
Most definitely, bro. That's good, man. With that being, cut it right here. Hey, make sure you tune in until the next time. We'll continue to be great and dominate. Peace and love, bro.
Yep. See you, man.